Hi, everyone, and welcome to Real Deal English, helping you use real English to talk about what's going on in the world right now.
Hi, guys, I'm Jenny.
Hey, guys, this is Jason.
Well, this week we're talking about something that's all over the news, all over the world,
it's
basically.
All over everything, it seems like. All over the internet, all over newspapers, the news, everything.
So that's the Ice Bucket Challenge.
So this has become a thing in China as of late too, right?
Exactly. Now, if you haven't heard of it, what is it, Jason?
So the basic idea is that this is a challenge to raise awareness and raise money for something called ALS.
Now, that's a type of disease. A very famous scientist, Stephen Hawking, he actually had ALS, right?
Yeah, so he has it. In the United States, we more commonly call it Lou Gehrig's disease.
Lou Gehrig's disease. It just attacks your...
muscles.
Muscles, right?
Yeah, so it's a really, really, really bad disease. So the way it works is that you... pour a bunch of cold ice water on your head with someone filming you, and then you put the video up on Facebook or something like that. And when you do it, you challenge other people to do it too.
Okay, so the Ice Bucket Challenge, that's where it got its name from. A bucket of ice water pour all over yourself, basically. Now, this phenomenon has really, we can say, caught on, right? Mm-hmm. If something catches on, it means everyone is doing it or talking about it. And it started... well, I would say really became popular when people like Mark Zuckerberg did it.
Mm-hmm.
And did he challenge, was it Chris Christie or Bill Gates? I forgot.
It's probably someone like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so it started when these, you know, tech billionaires or famous politicians were doing it and challenging other famous people to do it. And then Hollywood celebrities, singers, you know, they all followed suit. So... right now, I don't think anyone who's famous has not done it.
And it's really crazy how quickly it's caught on. It's gone extremely viral. So viral is when something on the internet goes around like a disease. Everyone suddenly is doing it or talking about it.
So we can say the Ice Bucket Challenge has gone viral.
And I feel like I saw it for the first time on Facebook maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then I didn't think anything about it. I thought, oh, whatever. I don't know what this is.
But it just keeps getting bigger and bigger
and bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, it's just exploded. Everywhere I go, everything I look at is all about the Ice Bucket Challenge.
But, you know, I guess ironically, many people now, they just know about the Ice Bucket Challenge and they didn't know about the reason, the whole cause of raising money and awareness for this disease, ALS.
Yeah, so the way it's supposed to work is that when you challenge someone to do it, they can either pour the ice water on their head or they can donate $10.
Okay, but now a lot of people, at least, you know, famous people are doing both. They will pour water all over themselves or jump into a pool and donate not only $10, a lot of money.
Unless you're President Obama. Apparently, Justin Bieber challenged President Obama and he said no. And he just
Obama
donated.
No.
And he just donated a bunch of money.
Oh, okay. You know, someone challenged me to
really?
Do it as well. Yeah.
So are you going to do it?
Well, I don't have an ice bucket. If you find me
that's
an ice
a bad
bucket,
excuse.
That's it's not. What about you, Jason? If I did it, I would challenge you to do it.
And then I will very respectfully donate $10.
Yeah, I think this whole thing, I have mixed feelings towards it because on the one hand, it has really helped raise awareness of this disease and also helped the organization for ALS awareness raise a lot more money than they did previously, right? But at the same time, I also felt the central message got lost in the process.
Yeah, it's, you know, originally it was about building up awareness, but now it's just people throwing water on their heads because it's funny.
And it's sort of like a college party.
Yeah,
you know?
It feels very like 21-year-olds, even though there are maybe 28-year-olds or 30-year-olds doing it.
Yeah, you actually mentioned a new term just now to me, and that's slacker.
Slacktivism.
Slacktivism.
So let's break this down for you guys. So this is two words put together. We have the word slacker.
Slacker. Now, I know a slacker is someone who's lazy, right? Who doesn't work hard who doesn't put in the type of work he should.
So you often hear slacker in the office or at school.
Someone
who doesn't really try very hard.
Mm.
And then we have activism. So activism is when there is a problem or a cause that you care a lot about and you put a lot of energy in trying to help that cause.
One of the most common one is environmental activism. It's mm-hmm. when people, you know, they do things or protest against just all kinds of bad things towards the environment.
Yeah, and so you also have activism against guns or for women's rights or animal rights, things like that. So you take these two words, slacker and activism, and you put them together and you get slacktivism.
It doesn't sound very good to me.
Slacktivism?
Yeah. It sounds a little bit negative, right?
It's very negative. So the idea is that people are trying to help, but they're too lazy to really do anything.
So they want to help raise awareness, meaning letting more people know about the disease ALS, but they're too lazy to actually research it, tell people about it. Instead, they just do this fun, crazy thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
And then they think, okay, so I put water on top of my head and put the video on Facebook, so I'm helping out. And they sort of, you know, tell themselves that they did a good job and keep, but it's not really doing anything, right?
But I guess it's better than doing nothing.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. As you mentioned a moment ago, these organizations that raise money for ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease have made about almost $16 million so far. And normally, and during this period of time, they only make about $1.5 million.
Wow, so that's like 15 times more what they usually raise.
Yeah, so they've made a lot more money, but there's a lot of people that are saying that it's stupid. Yeah. It's not worth your time.
You know, I feel when Justin Bieber starts doing something, it's not a good sign.
You always got to bring Justin Bieber into it.
Sorry, Bieber fans, it's not fair. But the bottom line is, oh, well, I feel like it's better than doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And I feel guilty because I haven't done either. I didn't donate money, nor have I thrown a bucket of ice water all over myself.
Something I've been seeing a lot on Facebook is I'm from California originally, and there's a really bad drought in California right now. There's not enough water, and very soon
How does Californians feel about this challenge?
So that's the whole thing. Everything I see on Facebook from my friends in California say, guys, stop doing this stupid ice bucket challenge. We don't have enough water in the state, and people are just wasting water by throwing it on their heads.
Okay, so that's it. The trending hashtag, the trending meme this past week, the ice bucket challenge.
And feel free to challenge us if you'd like, but I think, you know, at least personally, I can say I will probably just donate money instead.
Now, if you want to donate money, can you just go to ALS? You just Google ALS.
ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease or just Ice Bucket Challenge, and I'm sure you'll find lots of places to donate money.
Okay, that's it from us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
See you guys.